Good morning, everyone. Recently, I've been challenged by the impact that words can have on us and others. Words can destroy, but they can also build up. They can cause someone to burn with anger, but also be used to encourage someone who's downcast. Last time, we considered Psalm 64, and today, I'd like us to look at the same psalm, but to use verses 2 to 4 as a springboard to consider the importance and the power of our words. So let's read from verse 2. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the throng of evildoers, who whet their tongues like swords, who aim bitter words like arrows, shooting from ambush at the blameless, shooting at him suddenly and without fear. It's interesting that the enemy's weapons are not actual swords or arrows, but tongues and bitter words. So these are non-physical weapons. We read that David's enemies whet their tongues, where whetting, W-H-E-T, refers to the sharpening of a blade. It's this image of these people intentionally preparing their speech in such a way that they'll inflict maximum damage to their victims. So they take time and they put in effort to get ready for their attack. We read about their bitter words as well, which are compared to arrows that are aimed and then released. The distinction between a close combat weapon such as a sword and a long-range weapon such as arrows could be referring to the variety of verbal weapons that the enemies use in their attack. More specifically, what could be meant are things like slander, false witnessing, gossiping, telling lies about others, and saying things that will destroy them. So these are weapons with great destructive power. And I'm sure that each of us can think of at least one experience where we have been deeply hurt by someone's words. When's the last time that you felt like you were being verbally attacked? Maybe you find yourself in a situation right now where you live in fear of what someone at work or at school might say or tell others about you. Or maybe the battle of words is currently happening within your home. So I believe that we can certainly learn something as we identify ourselves with David as the victim of an attack. However, we should not forget that David was also not always the good guy. So think back to when David wrote down the words that condemned Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba. David had written down words that instructed others to act in such a way that Uriah would die in battle. I mention this because we should keep a balanced view of our nature and that we ourselves are often not only on the receiving end, but also those who destroy others with our words. So I'd like to read quite a number of different verses from various books of the Bible to highlight what a big topic speech is and how often the Bible says something about words. I'd like us to see what God thinks of words when they're used in order to harm others, but also what the biblical alternatives are that can bring about healing and the good for others. And maybe by hearing these verses, you'll be able to equip yourself for the day, knowing how to best approach some of the situations that you may face. Sometimes the best strategy is simply to say nothing. So I won't mention the verse references as I read, which will make it easier to listen to if you may be in your car driving to work, but you'll be able to go back and see the references on the video. So these are all taken from the ESV translation. A lying tongue hates its victims, and a flattering mouth works ruin. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright delivers them. A worthless man plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. Whoever meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a passing dog by its ears. Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and then says, I'm only joking. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. There's one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. And the last one, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Every day we take with us a set of weapons that can destroy, but the tongue can also be used as an instrument for healing. So let's be intentional about choosing our words well and speaking in a way that identifies us as Christ's followers. Let's pray. Father, we are thankful for your word and that you guide us by it. And we pray that you help us in our choice of words and how we speak to others. We know that when we speak evil, it comes out of the evil that's in our hearts. So we ask that you heal our hearts, that you change us, so that we can bless others with our words and not destroy them. So we pray that you go with us and you help us to be your ambassadors today. In Jesus' name, amen.